You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, AppleViz. My name is Jonathan Simeone. Today I'm going to be discussing the Automatically Add to iTunes folder. In case you're not familiar with it, the Automatically Add to iTunes folder does exactly what it says. Whatever iTunes compatible media you place in the Automatically Add to iTunes folder will be automatically added to iTunes the next time you launch the application. As an added benefit, the media, whether it be movies, music, TV shows, or whatever, will be stored in the appropriate location, and the original file will be deleted from the Automatically Add to iTunes folder. I'll demonstrate all of this during the podcast. I'm running OS X 10.11.1, which is the latest version of El Capitan, and iTunes 12.3.1, which is the latest version of iTunes. I'm using a late 2011 MacBook Pro. Currently, I'm sitting on my desktop. To get started, I'm going to show you where the Automatically Add to iTunes folder is on your system. To begin, I'm going to hit Command-Shift-H to open my home folder.
Home, Jonathan Simeone. Browser one item selected. Jonathan Simeone.
I'm going to expand my home folder with the right arrow.
List one item selected. Desktop, desktop.
I'm going to hit the letter M.
Movies.
And I'm going to down arrow to music.
Music.
I'm going to expand the music folder with the right arrow.
AppleViz.
And now I'm going to down arrow to iTunes.
Audio Hijack, GarageBand, iTunes.
I'm going to expand the iTunes folder with the right arrow.
Album Artwork.
And now I'm going to down arrow to the iTunes Media folder.
iTunes Media.
I'm going to expand the iTunes Media folder with the right arrow.
Apple Music.
And I'm going to down arrow to the Automatically Add to iTunes folder.
Audiobooks. Automatically add to iTunes.
Now, obviously, this folder is buried and not that easy to get to. So the first way I'm going to show you to access the folder, and this is the way most people will probably wind up accessing it, is to create an alias to this folder that goes on the desktop. The keystroke to create an alias is Command-L.
Make alias. Automatically add to iTunes alias.
Now the alias is selected, so I'm going to copy it with Command-C.
Copy. Automatically add to iTunes alias.
And I'm going to close this window with Command-W.
Close window. Desktop. Things. Sparse bundle alias.
Now that I'm back on the desktop, I'm going to move the alias here with the keystroke Command-Option-V.
Things.sparse bundle alias.
I'm going to VO right arrow.
Automatically add to iTunes alias.
There's my alias. Now I'm going to use this alias to put a file into the Automatically Add to iTunes folder. I'm going to open my Documents folder with Command-Shift-O.
Documents. Documents. Browser.
And I'm going to hit the letter Z.
ZZ1.mp3.
This is a very short MP3 file I created just for this podcast. I'm going to copy it to the clipboard with Command-C.
Copy. ZZ1.mp3.
And I'm going to close the Documents window with Command-W.
Close window. Desktop. Finder.
My Finder has no windows now, so I'm going to hit Command-N to get a new Finder window.
New Finder window. All My Files. Image Browser.
I'm going to close the All My Files image browser with Command-W.
Close window. Desktop. Automatically add to iTunes alias.
I'm on the Automatically Add to iTunes alias, so I'm going to open it with Command-O.
Open. Automatically add to iTunes. Browser one item selected. Automatically add to iTunes.
Now I'm going to use the Command Option V keystroke to move the ZZ1MP3 file into the Automatically Add to iTunes folder.
Move item here.
And now I'm going to close this window with Command-W.
Close window. Desktop. Finder.
Now I need to get a new Finder window, so Command-N.
New Finder window. All My Files. Image Browser.
Close the browser with Command-W.
Close window. Desktop. Automatically add to iTunes alias.
Now I'm going to go back to my Documents folder with Command-Shift-O.
Documents. Documents. Browser.
And I'm going to hit the letter Z again.
ZZ2.mp3.
ZZ2 is another file I created for this podcast. Now I'm going to show you how I move things to my automatically add to iTunes folder. I'm going to open the shortcuts menu with the keystroke VO Shift M.
Menu.
And I'm going to VO down arrow through the shortcut menu choices.
Open. Open with move to get info. Rename. Compress. Burn. Duplicate. Make Elliot. Quick look. Share. Copy. Show view. Tags ellipse. Radio group. Scan with move to iTunes.
Move to iTunes. That is a service that I created in the Automator application. In a few minutes, I'm going to show you how to create the same service. When I hit VO space on this Move to iTunes service, the ZZ2 MP3 file will be moved from my Documents folder into the Automatically Add to iTunes folder. I'm going to hit VO space now.
Press Move to iTunes. Remove from selection 0 items selected.
And I'm going to close this window with Command W.
Close window. Desktop. Finder.
And I need to get a new Finder window with Command N.
New Finder window. All my files. Image browser.
Close the image browser again.
Close window. Desktop. Automatically add to iTunes alias.
Now I'm going to use Command O to activate the alias and open the Automatically Add to iTunes folder.
Open. Automatically add to iTunes. Browser 1 item selected. Automatically add to iTunes.
I'm going to use the right arrow to expand the Automatically Add to iTunes folder.
List 1 item selected. ZZ1.mp3.
There's the ZZ1.mp3 file that I added to this folder by using the desktop alias. I'm going to down arrow.
ZZ2.mp3.
There's the ZZ2.mp3 file I added to the Automatically Add to iTunes folder through the service I created in Automator. I'm going to close the window with Command W.
Close window. Desktop. Finder.
Now I'm going to use my custom Option I keyboard commander keystroke to launch iTunes. When iTunes launches, both of the MP3 files will be taken from the Automatically Add to iTunes folder and put in my music library. I'm going to hit Option I now.
Music.
Now I'm on the table with the list of the songs I have in my music library. I'm going to interact with it.
Interact with music.
Now I'm going to go to the end of the table with the keystroke function VO right arrow.
Plays blank, row 387.
And I'm going to shut it up and I'm going to move back across the row with VO left arrow.
Love button, genre blank, album blank, artist blank, time, iCloud, name, ZZ2.
Here's the ZZ2 file. I'm going to VO up arrow.
ZZ1.
And here's the ZZ1 file. So by putting those files in my Automatically Add to iTunes folder, each of them wound up in iTunes when I launched the application. For those of you who are interested, I'm now going to show you how to create the service in Automator that I use from the shortcuts menu to put things in my Automatically Add to iTunes folder. I'm going to quit iTunes with Command Q.
Quit iTunes. Finder, desktop, Automatically Add to iTunes alias.
I'm going to open the Applications folder with Command Shift A.
Applications, Applications, Browser 1 item selected. Applications.
I'm going to expand the Applications folder with right arrow.
List 1 item selected. AmadeusPro.app, AmadeusPro.app.
Now I'm going to down arrow to Automator.
App Store, Audio Hijack, Automator.app.
I'm going to open Automator with Command O.
Open. Automator, Untitled 7.
Now I'm going to hit Command N to open a new Automator document.
New. Choose a type for your document. Workflow.
Now I have to choose my Automator document type. By default, Workflow is selected, but I want to create a service, so I'm going to interact now.
Interact with workflow type chooser, one item selected. Workflow, workflow.
I'm going to hit VO right arrow twice to get to service.
Applicate, service.
And I'm going to stop interacting.
Stop interacting with workflow type chooser, one item selected. Service.
I'm going to hit function VO right arrow to get to the choose button at the end of the dialog.
Choose.
And I'm going to hit VO space.
Dialog, 4, whip.
Now I'm going to hit function VO left arrow to get to the top of the screen.
Toolbar.
And I'm going to VO right arrow across the screen.
Actions, variables, name, verticals, untitled 8.
This untitled 8 area, as VoiceOver calls it, is the workflow area. And I'll explain what the workflow area is in just a minute. If you have hints enabled, VoiceOver will tell you that this is the workflow area. And I'll show you that by using the VO command, VO Shift N, to read the hint tag that's associated with this part of the screen.
You are currently on the workflow. To begin interacting with the items in this list, press Control Option Shift Down Arrow.
I'm going to VO right arrow.
Actions Description Split View.
And I'm going to interact with the Actions Description Split View.
Interact with Actions Description Split View. Three items, Actions Library Split View.
Now I'm going to interact with the Actions Library Split View.
Interact with Actions Library Split View. Three items, Actions Library, row 1 of 17, Library, selected.
Now I'm going to interact with the Library.
Interact with Actions Library, row 1 of 17, Library, selected.
Now I'm going to VO down arrow to Files and Folders.
Calendar, Contacts, Developer, Files and Folders.
I'm going to stop interacting.
Stop interacting with Actions Library, row 5 of 17, Files and Folders, selected.
I'm going to VO right arrow twice.
Vertical Actions, row 1 of 28, Ask for Finder Items, selected.
Since I selected Files and Folders in the Library column, the Actions column is now showing me only those actions associated with Files and Folders. I'm going to interact with it.
Interact with Actions, row 1 of 28, Ask for Finder Items, selected.
I'm looking for the Move Finder Items action, so I'm going to hit the letter M.
Mount Disk Image.
And I'm going to down arrow.
Move Finder Items.
There it is. Now I need to drag the Move Finder Items action into my workflow. The VO command to mark something for drag and drop is VO, comma.
Move Finder Items. Mark for drag and drop.
Now I'm going to stop interacting three times.
Stop interacting with Actions, row 16 of 28. Stop interacting with Actions Library Split View. Stop interacting with Actions Description Split View.
And I'm going to VO left arrow back to my workflow.
Untitled 8.
I'm going to interact with my workflow.
Interact with Untitled 8. Service Receive selected.
And now I'm going to drop the Move Finder Items action into my workflow. The VO keystroke to drop something is VO period.
Dragging Move Finder Items. Actions. Row 16 of 20. Move Finder Items dropped on Service Receive selected. Item dropped is no longer visible.
After it dropped the Move Finder Items action into my workflow, it put me back in the Actions area where I no longer want to be. So I'm going to stop interacting.
Stop interacting with Actions Library Split View.
I'm going to stop interacting again.
Stop interacting with Actions Description Split View.
And I'm going to VO left arrow back to my workflow.
Untitled 8.workflow, one item selected. Move Finder Items.
I'm going to interact with my workflow.
Interact with Untitled 8.workflow, one item selected. Move Finder Items, Move Finder Items.
Now I'm going to interact with the Move Finder Items action because I want to tell it where to move my files or folders to. Obviously, I'm going to select the Automatically Add to iTunes folder.
Interact with Move Finder Items. 10 items, disclosure triangle.
I'm going to VO right arrow across the screen.
Move Finder, delete, to, desktop, to.
This thing that says desktop is a pop-up menu. Automatically Add to iTunes won't be in this pop-up menu, so I'm going to select the other option. I'm going to open the pop-up menu with VO space.
Menu checkmark, desktop.
Now I'm going to VO down arrow to the other option.
Jonathan's application, document, download, movies, music, pictures, other ellipsis.
And I'm going to hit VO space on other.
Other, to.
And I hit the control key to shut it up. I'm going to hit function VO left arrow to get to the top of the window.
Hide sidebar.
Now I'm going to VO right arrow across the screen.
Back, forward, icon view, list view, vertical split, browser, column view, arrange, automatically add to iTunes.
I was in here earlier practicing, so automatically add to iTunes is selected. I'm going to show you how to select it though, so I'm going to keep moving across the screen with VO right arrow.
Share, edit tags, search, sidebar.
I'm going to interact with the sidebar.
Interact with sidebar. Automator.
And I'm going to VO down arrow down through the sidebar.
Favorites, recents, iCloud Drive, recordings can't be opened because the...
And this is a bug with my system. I get the recordings folder that no longer exists. You won't have this. I'm going to hit VO right arrow to the OK button.
OK.
And hit VO space on it.
Press OK.
Now I'm going to continue VO down arrowing through the sidebar.
Desktop, documents, downloads, music.
Now I have music selected. I'm going to stop interacting with the sidebar.
Stop interacting with sidebar. Music selected.
Now I'm going to VO left arrow back to the browser.
Search, edit tags, share, music, arrange, column view, browser, vertical, browser.
I'm going to interact with the browser.
AppleVis.
And I'm going to VO down arrow to iTunes.
Audio hijack, GarageBand, iTunes.
I'm going to expand the iTunes folder with the right arrow.
Album artwork.
And I'm going to down arrow to iTunes Media.
iTunes Media.
I'm going to expand iTunes Media with the right arrow.
Apple Music.
And I'm going to down arrow to automatically add to iTunes.
Audiobooks. Automatically add to iTunes.
There it is. I'm going to stop interacting with the browser.
Stop interacting with browser. One item selected.
And I'm going to
automatically add to iTunes.
I'm going to hit Function VO right arrow to get to the end of the dialog.
Choose.
And I'm going to hit VO space on the Choose button.
Untitled 8. Workflow. Automatically add to iTunes. Localized. 2.
Now I'm going to stop interacting with the Move Finder Items action.
Stop interacting with Move Finder Items.
Now I'm going to hit Function VO left arrow to get to the top of the screen.
Service Receive selected.
Service Receive selected. That's because I chose a service in the template area. I'm going to hit VO right arrow.
Text.
Right now it says text, but we want the service to receive files or folders. So I'm going to hit VO space to open this pop-up menu.
Menu checkmark text.
And I'm going to VO down arrow to files or folders.
Rich text, URLs, addresses, phone numbers, dates, email address, files and folders. Files or folders.
Files or folders. There it is. VO space.
Files or folders.
Now I'm going to VO right arrow again.
In. Any application.
Any application is what we want because we want to be able to use the shortcut anywhere. That's all there is to creating the service. All that's left to do now is save it. So I'm going to hit Command S.
Save. Interact with dialog. 4. Window. Untitled 8.work.
And I'm just going to call this Move to iTunes.
Selection replaced. Move to iTunes.
And now I'm going to hit Function VO right arrow to get to the Save button at the end of the dialog.
Save.
All you have to do is name your service, get to the Save button, and hit VO space. When you hit VO space, the service will be saved to the appropriate location, and the name that you gave it will appear in your shortcuts menu. When you come to a file you want to add to your iTunes library, just go to the shortcuts menu like I did, go down to your service, and hit VO space. That's all there is to it. If you have any questions, you can reach me on Twitter at Jonathan, J-O-N, as in Nancy, A-T-H-A-N as in Nancy, underline writer, W-R-I-T-E-R, or you can email me at Jonathan, A-S-D-F, at iCloud.com. That's Jonathan, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, D as in Dog, F as in Frank, at iCloud.com. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll be back soon with another AppleViz podcast.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleViz community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleviz.com.